Good evening. This is Bill Hamilton of the DuPont Company speaking from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware, where the DuPont Cavalcade of America presents a program of Christmas carols sung by the DuPont Chorus. 154 DuPont men and women singing the world's best-loved Christmas carols bring you Christmas greetings from the DuPont Company. Our DuPont Chorus, under the direction of Daniel W. Boyer, came into being 2 years ago when a small group of men and women began to meet regularly and sing for their own enjoyment. And since then, the chorus has grown to include nearly 200 voices. During the program, Mr. Walter S. Carpenter, Jr., president of the DuPont Company, will speak. Christmas carols have blossomed from the hearts of people all over the world. The men and women who sing these carols for you tonight work in DuPont laboratories, DuPont offices, and DuPont plants, a cross-section of the company which brings you better things for better living through chemistry. Our first carol is one of three famous old festival carols. First, Deck the Halls, sung for many years in the British Isles, especially in Wales, the home of hearty singing.
Deck the Halls with boughs of holly.
In the same spirit, an old French carol, Come with Torches. And here is the traditional, When the Crimson Sun Has Set, Low Behind the Wintry Sea. The solo will be sung by Miss Lois Cato of the Wilmington Chemical Department.
Oh,
second group of carols sung by the DuPont Chorus proves that Christmas carols belong to all lands and all times. First, we hear one of 16th century France, Sing We Noël. Carol comes from Austria, as lately we watched. Dr. Carl Schweitzer of the experimental station at Wilmington will sing the obbligato solo.
Oh,
From our own country, a rather unusual spiritual arranged by Noble Kane, The Newborn Babe. The soloist is Mr. J. Clark Gonzalez of the Chambers Works, Pensgrove, New Jersey.
Baby born in a
The concluding number of this group will be a 14th century Latin composition, In Dulce Jubilo.
Well, it's Christmas time once more. And again, we are gathered here to enjoy the singing of the DuPont Chorus. At other times, only we here in the DuPont Theater have been able to have this opportunity. But this year, we are on the air, and doubtless a great many friends of DuPont and DuPont Cavalcade are sharing this pleasure with us. I hope that this listening group includes a number of my associates. And by that I mean a number of the men and the women from all of the DuPont plants and all of the DuPont offices throughout the country, with whom I am working daily to help serve the needs of our great nation. At this season of the year, we think in terms of peace and goodwill. In our busy daily life, that means to us a cooperative effort among ourselves. We would like to hope that this prized virtue prevails throughout the country and throughout the world, but perhaps that is asking too much. Perhaps we cannot individually contribute importantly to that great work on that large scale. But if we try hard, we can help a little. And meanwhile, we can enjoy in very large measure the benefits of that cooperation ourselves. During the year, which is just closing, many of us have dealt with troublesome and difficult problems, great and small. Some of these problems have even involved differences among ourselves. That will always be so, I believe, among people who are striving for achievements which are worthwhile. But with our combined determination to do so, and with a spirit of goodwill, those difficulties are being resolved daily, and it is for that reason that I want to take advantage of this opportunity to express my appreciation and my thanks to the men and women of the DuPont Company throughout the country. As I have listened tonight to the gentle harmonies in the singing of these wonderful Christmas carols, it has seemed to me that right here we have an inspiring example of the results that can be achieved by DuPont men and women working in cooperation. And with that thought, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter.
The DuPont Chorus continues with a group of carols, the first of which is the familiar arrangement of the Crusaders' hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus, by F. Melius Christensen. Entitled in this version, Beautiful Savior. A solo by Miss Nettie Hitch of the Fabrics and Finishes Department. Thank you. second in this group is the beautiful Jesu Bambino by Pietro Jahn. The soloist is Alan Clifford of the Experimental Station.
When the blossoms flowered with the snows upon a winter night, was born the child, the Christmas rose, the King of love and light.
The DuPont Chorus will close this program of Christmas carols with what is probably the favorite of all Christmas hymns, Silent Night. We are asking our audience here in the theater to join the chorus in singing, and we hope that you at home from coast to coast will sing along with us, if not in voice, at least in your hearts.
Oh.
You have been listening to the DuPont Cavalcade of America Christmas greetings, coming to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Our DuPont chorus of 154 voices, accompanied by Eleanor Edge, all under the direction of Daniel W. Boyer, has brought you Christmas carols of many lands and many times. This is the first time the DuPont chorus has been heard in a nationwide broadcast, and we hope these carols, with their words of inspiration and good tidings, will be accepted as the expressions of heartfelt Christmas cheer, coming to you from the men and women of the DuPont Company. This is Bill Hamilton speaking for the DuPont Company and wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Here is Gain Whitman to tell you about next week.
Next Monday night, the DuPont Cavalcade of America brings you the popular star of stage and screen, Burgess Meredith, in an unusual story of a strange profession, rain fakers. We hope you'll be with us.